So then, how do we practice refuge purely? Without a cause, there is no effect. If we don't create causes, there is no result. So here we're now creating the cause for pure refuge. How do we do that? We contemplate in the following way. So in this meditation, we imagine ourselves in a vast ocean of living beings. We're surrounded by all our kind mothers, our family and our friends around us. And then a great ocean of living beings, all living beings without exception. We think in the following way. We think, I and all mother living beings, as extensive as space, are drowning in the vast and deep ocean of samsaric suffering, where the sea monsters of the Lord of Death devour our bodies again and again. Okay, so this is very dramatic, but very essential, because this is our real situation. Like I said earlier, we are like prisoners, temporarily released as human beings. We're temporarily freed from the sufferings of the lower realms, temporarily freed from gross sufferings. But this is just temporary. Both ourselves and all of our kind mothers, we have to experience this deep ocean of samsaric suffering, where the sea monsters of the Lord of Death. So the Lord of Death is not an actual sentient being, but we can imagine we're in this ocean of suffering. And every so often we die. Our body is devoured, it just disappears, disintegrates through the power of the Lord of Death, through dying. So we contemplate like this. This is my situation, like everyone else. Then we think, we experience this suffering of dying in so many different ways. And all of our countless bodies are consumed by the sea monsters of the Lord of Death. So if you have time, you can spend a great deal of time thinking about all the various ways in which you can die. This is not morbid, this is true. This is just looking at our true situation. So many different ways of this body stopping functioning. Isn't it? This is just endless amounts of threats and so forth, which are threatening to take away this body. We say in the prayer of the stage of the path, my body like a water bubble. Don't we? My body like a water bubble. A water bubble is so fragile, so fragile. This is exactly like our body, this body, isn't it? So we think again, I experience the suffering of dying so many different ways.